There is a news that in Denmark, halal meat will not available anymore. Some rumors about England also that they are also thinking about it, in the same way. Some people are asking who are living there, the Muslim families, what should they do now? Should they go for it? As you know, meat has some nutritious value for our body also. So, what do you think?
I think, it's a situation of trial for them. I am a little surprised why these countries have gone for that policy. But honestly, looking from their perspective, because they have a completely different view about these matters, they have their own view of what are the rights of animals and so on. Muslims should take it as a trial for them to go through successfully. They should understand their religion well. They should know why the Almighty has required them to consume halal meat and then devise a strategy. Firstly, the Almighty has clearly forbidden certain types of food, not on one occasion, but on a number of occasions. We are not allowed to consume the meat of an animal that is dead, carrion. We are not allowed to consume blood. We are not allowed to consume pork, nor are we allowed to consume the meat of an animal, which, even though otherwise halal, but is slaughtered in the name of anyone other than God, which also includes, by implication, an animal which has not been slaughtered in anybody's name, not in the name of God. Why has it been done? Because the Almighty wants us to be pure, to be cleansed. This entire religion is actually requiring us to do our tazkiyah, so we get purified in our morals, in our body, external, whatever manifestation we have, as well as what we consume, our edibles. So when we are clear about the understanding that we have to live a clean life, we know that, and God has prohibited it. He has done it for a good cause. We care more for the hereafter, for God's expectations, than for the worldly considerations. So one of the things that the Muslims must do is to try to convince their local governments, the rulers, that this is something which is legitimate need of a good chunk of the population, that is Muslim population. They should also convince them that it is most certainly not against the rights of animals.
Okay.
There are scientific investigations which lead us to believe that it now can be shown that it is less pain that is inflicted on animals when they are slaughtered in the manner that we slaughter them.
No, but sir, they are saying that the procedure we Muslims adopt is more painful for animals. I think it is vice versa what you are saying.
I know, I know. But what I'm saying is that I have seen certain reports which are stating something completely the otherwise. So let's try to help those others understand that we are not doing it just because it's a blind understanding. It's based on a text which appeals to one's intellect, and therefore it's very unlikely that there is a mention over there which is not reasonable. I think it's also an opportunity for Muslims to think about the fact that if religion is more important to them, most clearly the Quran mentions that if you are in a very desperate situation, you can consume what is not halal, but only to the extent that it enables you to survive. I don't think that it would be allowed to a good Muslim to consume the non-halal haram meat as a matter of routine. Muslims, if they find themselves unable to convince their rulers and they have to do with non-halal meat, they will only consume fish and vegetables. And of course, for some people, it's perfectly okay. And those who will do it for a good cause. They will please God Almighty, and they will lead a life of sacrifice, which is always great, welcome. I'm sure that we can survive without meat of some animals. However, if there are others who find that despite all efforts, they are unable to come to any good way out, honest to God, for them, they have to think that living in those societies should no more be an option for them. So there are a number of possible courses of action that are available to them to convince the authorities, to let people know what the reality is, to investigate more, to go for the alternative options. If nothing else, they should think in terms of migrating to some other place. But the one option that is not there for them is to violate the law. They are under an agreement with the state, the rulers that they are a part of. They must abide by the rules, peacefully, intelligently, academically let others know about it. I tell you, whatever difficulties on religion you confront in this world, more particularly in the Western world, they are a tremendous opportunity from the Almighty to enable you to let others know what our religion is. So in the process, I'm sure good Muslims would be able to learn their religion and would be able to let others know about it. What exactly is it and why the Almighty requires us to go through these expectations. And I hope that this apparently difficult situation ultimately is going to result in a better outcome for Muslims, inshallah.
Some people are guiding them that just say Bismillah or say Kalma over the meat, wherever you know, find the meat. So there is no need to say anything. You just say Bismillah or Kalma over it and eat it.
You see, for those people who are convinced that this way is correct, then of course for them it would be okay. But for somebody like me and those who agree with the opinion that I think is correct, it really is going to be quite as wrong as consuming pork. Because the Almighty, my understanding clearly is, has mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, the sixth chapter of the Quran, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Do not eat from the meat on whom God's message has not been pronounced. In other words, when you're slaughtering an animal, it is not a requirement only that you do not pronounce the name of anyone other than God. The other requirement is that you ought to positively pronounce the name of God. Why? Because we are taking a life. And I think if this is what we tell the Western authorities, probably they'll be at least sympathetically inclined towards this understanding that we are allowed not to take any life, not just of humans, but even of animals, except for the animals which are legitimate for us to consume as food. And that too we will not consume, we will not slaughter, unless we pronounce the name of God and thus announce God's permission. And if we don't do it, then it's not legitimate for us. I think if we make that presentation, probably we'll win sympathies in the hearts of many non-Muslims as well.
Do we kill insects or even plants with the name of the God?
No, we don't. But, you know, these are the exceptions wherein they are causing harm to us. There are living beings which are harmless. They don't cause any harm to us. And we go ahead and kill them for getting some worldly benefit. You know, just for the sake of fun while hunting. That's where we are not allowed to do it. Unless we have a legitimate permission from the Almighty. Permission for legitimacy. But in matters where there are insects, there are beasts that are causing harm to us, then of course we are doing it for the sake of preserving our own selves, our own lives and our own good health. In that case, we don't do it because it is an implied, obvious permission already given by the Almighty.
Thank you very much, Khalid Sahib. Thanks a lot.
Welcome.